Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know what time it is?
Time to die.
It's no time to die.
True. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's, yeah. Yeah. It's well, it's not a time to die.
Yes.
I know what time it isn't. It isn't
time to die.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I just wanted to start with that. Thanks for coming.
No worries. See you next time. That's
hey,
it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. See you later. hey, Rod.
We are here today.
Yeah, it's completely, because I don't usually start like this.
No.
It's completely taking me off my rhythm. Hi, Ryan. Welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We've got Tarun here with us.
Yes.
Sitting across from me.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about No Time to Die.
No, it would be awkward if we were talking about that. Talking about something
I should just start every episode like that.
Yeah. You start every episode with what time is it? And I'll just tell you the time. It's like, oh, yeah, it's 5:53.
Daniel Craig's No Time to Die. James Bond. As you were saying, James Bond.
James Bond, yeah.
Yeah, James Bond. Came out a while ago.
Everywhere else, not here. Came out on Thursday here.
Yeah, it's a new release for us. But so this movie has been delayed for quite some time. So firstly, it was delayed because there was another director that they initially hired, Danny Boyle. So he was meant to make a James Bond movie. Might not have been this one.
Danny Boyle, famous British director.
Yes, yeah. But then there were some creative differences between him and other people, the Broccoli family.
Broccoli?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know those guys.
Yeah. Not the cauliflower family, but the broccoli family.
Yeah.
They're closely related.
So how did the broccoli family get to own the rights of James Bond? Did they buy it off
Ian Fleming?
Ian Fleming, yeah.
I think so. I think that's what happened.
Or are they related to Ian Fleming?
No, I think they bought the rights. I don't think they are related, actually. But
yep.
So the broccoli.
Because I heard they have like a real like tight clasp on it. Like they want to make sure that it's everything goes through them. And like, it's like George Lucas with Star Wars, like everything has to be like approved by them and they don't want it to go certain ways and stuff like that.
Yeah. I wonder how long they've actually, because the current people that own it are the son and daughter, I think, of the guy who, the father Broccoli.
Chief Broccoli.
Albert Broccoli, I think is the father. So he owns, I think he owned Eon Productions, who own the film rights for James Bond. So I don't think they are related to Ian Fleming.
Okay.
I think they just bought the rights for the movies off him. 25th James Bond movie. How many of the 25 James Bond movies have you seen?
Not a lot of them. I haven't seen any of the Sean Connery ones. I haven't seen any of the George Lazenby one. He's in one, I think.
Yeah.
Who's the other guy?
Roger Moore.
I haven't seen any of his.
Timothy Dalton.
Haven't seen his one. Or two. He's got two, isn't he? Yeah.
And then Pierce Brosnan.
I've seen all of the Pierce Brosnan ones. I've seen all of the Daniel Craig ones, bar Spectre.
Oh, you haven't seen Spectre?
I haven't seen Spectre. Yeah.
That explains why you didn't know
some parts of this movie.
I was
very confused for some parts of this movie. I know what happened in Spectre. Like, I know the general gist of it. Yeah.
Yeah, so this one is actually closely tied. It's closely tied to all of Daniel Craig's movies, but in particular Spectre. So you kind of do have to watch that, I think.
How many have you seen?
I've seen, out of all the James Bond movies, I've seen all of Pierce Brosnan's ones. I don't think I've actually seen Quantum of Solace.
Okay, it's shit.
I haven't seen that, but I've seen all of the other Daniel Craig ones. And
well, this is loosely connected to Quantum of Solace as well, because I kind of, based off one conversation, the character that I didn't know is based off a character, is related to a character in Quantum of Solace. Well, this is not a spoiler because you say she's Inspector.
She's Inspector.
She's Mr. White's daughter.
Madeline.
Yeah.
So, I think we already know that.
Would have been Inspector, yeah? So that guy's the villain in Quantum of Solace.
Okay.
Or one of the villains.
I just thought he was just a bad person that she's the daughter of. But returning.
You haven't seen any of the old ones like me.
No, I might have seen
parts of them, like on TV and stuff, but I've never seen.
I don't think I've seen any of them. I haven't even seen Timothy Dalton's ones, which are the slightly newer ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a bit of a break between Dalton and Brosnan, though, wasn't there?
Not really. I think it was 3 years.
Okay.
3 or 4 years, something like that. Because Goldeneye, which was the first Brosnan one, was in 1995. Or maybe that was like 6 years, 5, 6 years in between. But Timothy Dalton was meant to do more, but they scrapped him for Brosnan. And then Brosnan wanted to do more, but then they scrapped him.
Yep.
And then Daniel Craig didn't want to do any more. And they just kept
making him do more. Yeah.
It's like, you just got to do it. So the screenplay for this, so firstly, it's directed by Kari Joji Fukunaga. I looked up his previous movies. So I haven't seen any of them, but he is famous for directing some episodes in True Detective. So I think that's his claim to fame.
Beasts of No Nations. That won an Oscar for something.
Okay.
I think it's a documentary, isn't it?
Beasts of No Nation. It is a war drama film written, co-produced, and shot by Kari Joji Fukunaga.
Maybe it got nominated for something. I don't know if it won anything. It sounds very familiar.
It was screened at the 72nd Venice International Film Festival, where it won some awards, and then it screened at the Toronto International Film Festival. And was released on Netflix later that year, 2015. Don't think it won any Oscars.
Okay, fair enough.
Screenplay is written by him as well, but Phoebe Waller-Bridge was involved in this one in terms of screenplay.
She's cool. I like her stuff.
Could you see her style in this movie?
No.
It feels like any other James Bond movie. Obviously, Daniel Craig, he's back, even though he doesn't really want to be, but he's back. I think he's like the most relieved person to not be doing this anymore.
He looked old in this one.
Well, he's been old since Skyfall, like as a character as well. Because in Skyfall, they're like, you're like an old James Bond.
Yeah.
And then
he did two other ones after that.
He's just still old. Rami Malek, he's a villain in this. I think that's a spoiler. Everyone knew that.
He's Bohemian Rhapsody guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Queen. Yeah. And...
People will be pissed off that I don't know the name of the guy. I do know his name.
Is Freddie...
It's a name of a planet.
Mercury.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did, yeah.
Freddie Mercury, yeah. Have you seen that movie?
No, I hear it's bad.
I heard it's good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, he won the Oscar for it.
Yeah, but people say it's not good, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Leah Seydo.
Is that the...
She's Madeline.
Madeline Swan.
Is it Swan?
I don't know. I think so.
I feel like there is a character called Madeline Swan in another movie.
No, I think it's her in this movie.
Oh, yeah, it is. Dr. Madeline Swan. Yeah. But you said her dad's like something White or something.
I don't think that's his actual name. Okay. I think his like alias is Mr. White or something. I'll look that up while you keep going through the characters.
Okay, so Lashana Lynch is a new agent in the team. I guess we could talk about her more in spoilers. Returning characters are Ben Whishaw, who is Q, and he's also the voice of Paddington. Naomi Harris, she's Moneypenny. Jeffrey Wright is back as, what's his name in the movie?
Felix Leiter.
Yes, Felix Leiter.
He's in Casino Royale. I don't know if he's in any of the other ones.
He wasn't in Skyfall or Spectre, I'm pretty sure.
He was in, yeah, I think he's only in Casino Royale. He's not in Quantum of Solace. Mr. White is her dad.
Like, that's his actual name?
His alias is Mr. White. I don't know what his actual name is. Alias Mr. White and the Pale King.
Is he, like, white?
He's a white bloke, yeah. Possibly named Frederick Koenig, but they don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, Christoph Waltz, who is back. He's actually an inspector, so you wouldn't have known that.
I know who he is, though. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a returning James Bond character.
Yeah.
That character's in other James Bond movies.
But they retconned it to make him his brother. But that's it's not his actual brother. He's like an adopted brother. Yeah.
And then Ralph Fiennes.
M, full name.
It's a Mallory.
Mallory, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. It surprised me because I didn't know it was Mallory.
Yeah.
And it's also a woman's name. So.
Well, in all the – so before Pierce Brosnan, the M character was M, right? Yeah, the Judy M character Dench. Was always – no, it was, oh, before it was Judy Dench.
It was always male?
It was always a man, yeah.
Yeah, was it always Mallory?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think they just call him – maybe it was Mallory. But, yeah, then it was Judy Dench, and then Judy Dench dies.
In Skyfall, yeah.
So then
– gets shot by that crazy dude.
Then Voldemort replaced her.
Yes.
Yeah. Music is by Hans Zimmer. I mean, the music was fine, but it didn't really stand out.
The music was just like a montage of old James Bond music's put together.
Pretty much, yeah. And the runtime, and this is the second week in a row, was very long. 163 minutes.
2 hours, 46 minutes.
43 minutes.
2 hours, 43 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's pretty long. And then once you, add the trailers and all that, it was a pretty long.
We went in at 8:30. We got out at like 11:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got home just after midnight. That's why I didn't post a reel for this one on Instagram because I was just too damn tired. I might do it after this maybe. So the budget was 250 to 300 million, which is a lot of money. It's a lot. I think it's the most expensive James Bond movie.
Okay.
Box office-wise, it's done exceedingly well. So 669 million, which in pandemic terms is really good, actually. Yeah. So that's the background. So we can jump into our thoughts on the movie, positives and negatives. I can start with my positives. So thought Daniel Craig was charming and good as he usually is. Because I grew up with Pierce Brosnan, James Bond, more just like GoldenEye, more than any of the other movies.
Just the game, not even the movie.
Yeah, not even the movie, just the game. I always associated James Bond with Pierce Brosnan, but I think Daniel Craig is probably a better James Bond because he's just more of a well-rounded character. Yeah,
I think because we played GoldenEye for about 16 hours a day when we were younger, we're just attuned to that.
Yeah. But I think in terms of the movies anyway, Casino Royale is probably one of the best.
I think Casino Royale is still the best James Bond movie ever. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think
Casino Royale. Out of the ones I've seen.
And GoldenEye is pretty good as well. But
yeah, same director, interestingly.
Yeah.
Casino Royale and GoldenEye. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Daniel Craig is just, they did more stuff with his character. Like, he's not just like a, because Pierce Brosnan's James Bond, it was like a reset. Like, his character never developed. He was always the same character.
Yeah, yeah.
Every movie just reset.
Daniel Craig's character is the same at the start of every movie and then it finishes at the same point in every movie. So, like, his character gets reset in every movie. So, he retires at the end of the movie and then in the start of the next movie, he comes out of retirement.
Well, they did that a couple of times. But I think there has been a bit of
there's
progression
development.
Across all the movies, at least.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought it was really good. I thought all the cast were pretty good. I think Rami Malek is not in it enough. He was good, but he was not really in it that much. And his character wasn't really – he's a Bond villain. He was just a Bond villain.
Mm.
It wasn't really that great, I didn't think. Overall, I thought all the actors were good. Some of the action was pretty decent in this one. The first action sequence was – I thought was pretty good at the start of the movie. Any other positives?
Okay, so I think the first 20 minutes of this movie is good with the first action sequence before the song comes in.
Yeah. Oh, the song's pretty good too.
The song's pretty good, Billie Eilish. Yep.
Yeah.
And I think the last 20 minutes of this movie is pretty good, just before it finishes.
Yeah,
Yeah. And I think the middle 2 hours is probably one of the most boring movies I've ever seen. so boring. But I did like the start and the end, the first 20 minutes, the last 20 minutes.
I liked the start and the end, and I liked a little part that they have in between.
The part with Ana de Armas.
Yes. I didn't mention her, but she's not actually – did I mention her? She's not actually
in She's in it for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. She's not actually in the top cast. So, she's in it, and the part that she's in it is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That part's decent, but – the first 20 minutes, really good. The location's nice. I don't want to know where that place is. I want to go there. Yeah.
It's in Italy, yeah.
That's one thing about Bond. The locations that they shoot at are always beautiful, and that place looked amazing.
Yes.
And the last 20 minutes, they do this cool stairway scene. It's not too much of a spoiler. There's one-shot stairway scene, which is very good. But, yeah, like I said, outside of that, this movie is boring as hell. And I frankly was ready to walk out at various times in this movie because I was so bloody bored. And we were both sitting next to each other, and we both checked our phone multiple times during this movie.
The first 20 minutes, so the song doesn't actually come in, and I told you this when we were watching it, I think it was 25 minutes into the movie where the credits start. So
yeah, but to be fair, up till that point, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And it does slow down a lot after that. Especially that whole middle part is quite slow. And they've done this in basically three movies now where he retires and then he comes back.
And it takes a while for him to make the decision to come back. Like, it's like 40 minutes of this movie where he decides if he wants to come back. And in that time, nothing happens. And I got to say, the plot of this movie is not good. And it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, I didn't really get it.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand.
For most of it, I was confused at what was happening. And it's not just because I haven't seen Spectre. I think there's just no plot for most of this movie.
It's confusing because I think they tried to keep it like a mystery and you're trying to like figure it out. But even at the end of it, I'm like, it doesn't really make that much sense.
Yeah. So like you said, Rami Malek isn't in this movie that much. And his motivations to do what he's doing makes zero sense by the end of this movie.
I didn't really understand it either. But I thought it was like they try to make it. I guess it was an emotional, especially if you're a big fan of Daniel Craig. I think it is an emotional end to the franchise. So
yeah, that's why the last 20 minutes is okay.
Yeah,
but so before the last 20 minutes, like it's just bullshit running around.
Yeah, it didn't really pay off that much, and also because I liked Daniel Craig's James Bond, but I'm not like that attached to him. Like,
I would say the emotional payoff at the end's okay, but the trek it took to get there just was not worth it. It was just, this is by far one of the most boring. I don't know if this is more boring than Spectre, but
I think this is better than Spectre.
Yeah.
Spectre was 95% boring.
Yeah.
It was. So Christoph Waltz was meant to be the main villain in that one, and he's not in that one that much.
Yeah.
So they kind of, I don't know why, like they get these big name villains and they don't
really use them.
They don't really spend time with them. The best villain, probably, obviously Mads Mikkelsen from
Le Chiffre.
Yeah, from Casino Royale, or Javier Bardem from Skyfall.
Don't know his name.
Silva?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
He was pretty good too. The rest of them.
Even in Skyfall, you don't see Silva for a decent amount of time, but when you do see him, he kind of makes an impact, and what he does makes sense to a certain extent. This, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and it doesn't really have anything as a villain. It doesn't have anything to do with Bond.
No, nothing. Yeah.
There's nothing.
He has more to do with Blofeld than he has to do with Bond.
And other characters, but not Bond. I just think it's too long. Like, I feel like if it was shorter, I might have actually enjoyed it. I did still enjoy parts of it. I think it was pretty well made. Like, the cinematography was pretty decent, and the action sequences were pretty good, and obviously all the actors were probably giving their best in the movie as well. So I think from like everything from a technical perspective was fine, but the story just wasn't that interesting.
This is more boring than Eternals last week, and makes less sense than Eternals last week.
It is probably more
and
boring
felt than about half an hour longer than Eternals, even though it's not.
Yeah, and that felt long. So this felt really long. What's your final rating then?
I think it's a regression. Throughout this whole movie, the last 20 minutes, I got to say, I did enjoy. But for most of this movie, I'm like, this sucks. I want to leave. I want to get out of here.
I didn't mind it, but would I watch it again? Probably not.
Mm. Surprisingly, people seem to be enjoying it.
Yeah,
I looked at the ratings when I went home and I'm like, oh, people like this.
Yeah.
But I did not like it.
I liked it better than Spectre, but I didn't like it better than Skyfall. And I didn't like it better than Casino Royale. Is it better than Quantum of Solace?
It's probably not better than Quantum of Solace.
Really?
Quantum of Solace was made during the writer strike.
Yeah.
So Daniel Craig had to write that movie.
Yeah, and he's not a writer.
Yeah.
Have you heard the story when he got the role of James Bond?
No.
And like he was shooting somewhere or something and he couldn't tell anyone. So he just went home and he made himself a martini.
A martini? Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
I don't know. Should I give this? This is really borderline for me. But what did I give Eternals? I gave Eternals a recalibration, didn't I? And that was borderline. And this is probably worse. To be honest, it's probably worse than Eternals. So I'd probably give this a regression.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're probably right. The main problem with it is the plot, which is not good. But if they cut down the time, it might have been
okay.
Might have been okay.
I feel like this character should have Daniel Craig's James Bond probably should have ended with Skyfall.
Yeah, yeah.
It felt like that should have been the end anyway. But
it seemed like an end to the
But maybe because Skyfall, I think Skyfall's the highest grossing James Bond movie of all time. So yeah, they're like.
At least he definitely can't come back anymore.
Yeah, well,
they've left no room for it.
Yeah, and he's definitely not going to come back. I think he's had enough for sure.
I wouldn't recommend watching this. I if someone asked me, should I go watch the new James Bond? I would probably say no.
If you're a fan of James Bond, maybe. If you're a fan of Daniel Craig's James Bond, then
watch the last 20 minutes.
If you don't really care about James Bond, probably don't watch it. Like, this is not going to be the one that's going to be like, I didn't like James Bond before this, but now I do.
Yeah, this is not the Skyfall, which is like easy to take. Yeah. And it's just a good time. There's not even that many fun gadgets in this movie.
There's like one part where they do gadgets, but it's not much. Okay. Well, we can jump into spoilers. So if you haven't seen, I was going to say Spectre, and then I was going to say Skyfall. If you haven't seen No Time to Die, go watch it if you want. And then come back to this point and listen to our spoilers. If you don't care about spoilers, you can keep listening.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Yeah, so I guess the central character, apart from James Bond in this, is Madeleine Swann. So she's got some sort of relationship with Rami Malek. So
the first scene in this movie is quite cool. That scene where Rami Malek kills Madeleine Swann's mum.
Yeah.
And then he saves her. It was a cool scene. But then they come back to it later and it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
What happens doesn't make sense. Yeah.
So he saves her.
He saves her.
So he
was going to kill her.
He was. And I'm surprised how he, because he shoots into the ice like randomly. Like not randomly, but I felt like one of them
should have hit him. Also, how is he not dead? She shot him like 3 times in the chest.
Yeah. I don't know how.
And he fell down like a balcony.
Yeah. I don't know how he's not dead. Did he have a bulletproof?
I don't know. Yeah.
Vest on, maybe?
But anyway, his motivation is he wanted to kill her because her dad killed his family, but then she's drowning, so he wanted to save her, and then he fell in love with her?
No. Did he?
That's the story, isn't it? He falls in love with her. So he wants her, and then James Bond wants to take her, but he's like, no, I'll give you your daughter, but I keep her.
I don't know. Like, he says something like, when you save someone, you're attached to them for life or something.
I'm pretty sure he's in love with her.
Not my interpretation. I thought
what he was your interpretation?
I thought he, so firstly, he wanted revenge on her father.
Yeah.
So he actually came to kill her father, but he wasn't there. So he killed her mother and he was going to kill her as well. But then she's drowning. So he saves her because she's a kid as well. So maybe he saves her. And he lets her go, obviously, and then she goes and lives her life. But then does he find out that her father was hired by Blofeld, by Spectre, essentially? Spectre's the organization.
Yeah.
So he wants to eradicate Spectre.
Yeah.
And he only asks her to help him because she has access to Blofeld.
Okay, but he kills Blofeld and then he kidnaps her afterwards. So after he kills Blofeld, what's his motivation past that point after he kills Blofeld? Blofeld is the last part of Spectre.
And doesn't he have that nano technology to do something to the whole world?
Yeah, but why does he kidnap her?
I don't know.
It's because he's in love with her. He says it. He's 100% in love with her. He says it at one point. But it doesn't make sense. I don't know why he is.
I don't know why he is either. But I'm guessing in that flashback sequence, he's not that old, right?
He must be like 14 or something.
Because you don't see his face, but he's not. He must, because it's Rami Malek's not like that old.
Yeah.
He's probably younger than Daniel Craig, right?
So yeah. So yeah, we're still, we don't know. We've seen the movie and we don't know what his intentions were. And then, so after he kills Blofeld, then he wants to like kill everyone or like kill lots of people.
Yeah. With this virus.
But why?
I don't know.
He just does, I guess. He's like, I can do it, so I'll do it.
And he's set up like this island that where they're making
like poison. I was very confused for that whole part. I'm like, what's he doing? Like, why is this movie still going?
Yeah, like there's a 5 years later thing that happens.
Yeah, after Avengers Endgame, everything has to be after 5 years.
Yeah, after 5 years later. But basically from that point onwards, things stop making sense.
Yeah.
Which is very early in the movie. That's just after
that's after the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe someone could tell us if they actually understand this movie. But and I was probably a bit tired as well because it was already like 9:30 or something by that time.
Mm.
And I was a bit tired. So I probably wasn't absorbing everything. But yeah. So Bond retires.
Yes.
Again.
Well, he thinks he's like retired with Madeleine and they're like doing like a cross-country tour of Europe. But then he thinks...
On his Aston Martin.
Yeah, but then, like, they go to the grave of Vespa.
Yes.
The small automobile that they drive in Italy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Makes sense that she's buried in Italy as well. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's Italy. It's somewhere in Europe.
It's somewhere in Europe, yeah.
But I think it is Italy, yeah.
And then he visits the grave and then it blows up because Blofeld's trying to kill him. I'm guessing that's a boil over from Spectre.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Blofeld tries to kill him, but he thinks Madeleine Swann had something to do with it because her dad was Inspector.
In Quantum of Solace?
No, Inspector. He's like part of the organization.
Her dad is part of the organization.
Yeah.
Is he?
Well, that's why the other guy wants to kill him as well.
So does her dad die in Quantum of Solace?
Yes. That's why Rami Malek wants to kill everyone in Spectre because Mr. White killed his family.
Yeah,
and he's part of Spectre.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But Bond thinks the daughter's part of Spectre as well, that his girlfriend, but she's not. But he puts her on a train anyway and then leaves. And that's to the point where this movie makes sense, and after that point, nothing makes sense.
So, there's this Russian scientist guy who's making these nanobots, and I didn't understand this either. So, was he making it for MI6? Because M knew about it.
Yeah. It looks like M, like he was making it for MI6, but he was also making it for Rami Malek.
I guess.
He was secretly making it for Rami Malek. Yeah.
And then he, because he reverses it, right? Like he makes, it's meant to kill
anyone. Bond.
It's meant to kill James Bond, right?
But it kills all the Spectre people instead.
That happens in Cuba.
I was very confused at what was happening there as well. Like he goes there to get the guy.
He goes there to get the guy.
The scientist guy.
Yeah. Because
Felix Leiter wants him.
Felix hires him. Yeah.
Yeah. So the CIA is looking for him. He's working for the CIA. James Bond works for the CIA first, and then MI6 has a new 007, which is the...
Lashana Lynch, yeah.
Yeah, her. Yeah. Yeah. So they're both trying to get him, and then some other guy ends up getting him. Well, I guess he's a CIA guy, but he's working for Rami Malek, and he kills Felix Leiter.
Yes, he kills Felix Leiter. And then...
But why do they need him? Why did the CIA want to get him? Why did this guy from the CIA want to get him... when he already works for Rami Malek and they already had the information. Oh, because he wanted to get him away from Spectre. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you want, because Spectre takes him first. Yeah. So then Rami Malek wants to take him away from Spectre.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting more and more confused with this movie as we talk about it.
Yep. Yep. And then Bond's like, oh shit, I made a mistake. And he goes back to MI6.
Yeah.
And then M's like, oh no, you're not working on this. And then he goes to Q's house and he finds out this thing. And then M's like, okay, you can work on this now. And this happens in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
So the new 007 and James Bond work together to.
Yeah, they're like, oh, there's the CIA guy. So new 007, you go find the CIA guy. And then.
And she doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, James Bond ends up finding him.
And then, no, Blofeld's. Then James Bond's like, oh, I want to talk to Blofeld because he's the last Spectre guy alive. So I think he'll know what to do.
Yeah.
But then he accidentally kills him because Madeline Swan sees Rami Malek and Rami Malek tells her to put some perfume on her hands.
With the nanobot.
Yeah, yeah. And then James Bond shakes her hand or some shit.
Yeah.
And then
he does it.
Yeah.
He
grabs her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he tries to choke Blofeld for some reason. And then he kills him. Yeah.
Yeah. Not because he chokes him, because he has that stuff in his hands.
He has the stuff in his hands. Yeah. Yeah. And then he goes to find Madeline Swan. She's in some cabin with their daughter.
Yes.
That they didn't know existed.
So was that daughter living in the cabin the whole time?
Okay, so this is where it falls apart a little bit as well. So they're in the cabin. Madeline Swan and the daughter are in the cabin. Yes. James Bond goes and finds the cabin. This is the cabin at the start of the movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other 007's finding that CIA dude. But the CIA dude's finding Madeline Swan.
Because he's working for Rami Malek. And okay. Rami Malek wants to get Madeline Swan.
Okay. Once again, why?
It all comes back to that question. Yeah.
Why does Rami Malek want Madeline Swan?
Well, they kill the CIA guy.
Yeah. They put a car on him. Yeah. Yeah. Also, that guy's a real funny guy. He's in that movie, The Game. No, what is it? Game Night.
Game Night. Yeah.
He's funny in that movie. He does nothing in this movie.
Yeah, Billy Magnuson, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's in Aladdin as well, isn't he? He's the other prince in Aladdin.
Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah, he's the other prince guy in Aladdin. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I've seen him from. But, yeah, he dies.
Yeah, does nothing. He dies. Puts a car on him.
Puts a Range Rover on him.
Yeah, yep.
That scene, so he's driving a Toyota Land
Cruiser.
Rover.
Yeah.
Land Cruiser, yeah. And he's getting chased by Range Rovers.
Yeah.
Which was interesting.
He's just better. He's James Bond.
I thought he would be driving a Range Rover.
Range Rover. Opposite. They would be driving the Toyotas.
Yeah, or just everyone driving Range Rovers. I just don't get why
they had to make him drive one. Contractual obligement.
Yeah. Just mixed it up. He drives a Aston Martin quite a bit.
He does, yeah. Then they go to this island. Well, Rami Malek takes her. Rami Malek's there as well. I don't know why he's there.
Where? At the island?
No. He's at the cabin. Well, they go from the cabin into this woods.
Into the woods,
He's in the woods.
And then he turns up. Yeah.
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 He's just creeping in the woods for some reason.
Yeah. He's just roaming around and then he happens to find them.
Yep, and he takes them to the island, and then they follow them to the island. And but then he wants to kill everyone.
And then he wants to kill everyone. That's it.
Yeah.
And then we
haven't explained this poorly. This is how it's explained in the movie. Like, this is.
And then they spend some time on the island, right?
They do stuff on the island.
They do some stuff, and then
yeah,
and then they're like,
well, they kill that scientist guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which is one of the funniest lines in the movie. What is it time for? It's time to die.
Yeah, that's what she says, doesn't she? Yeah. That was a funny line. Yeah. She pushes him into some poison.
They figure out that they have to open
these doors. Yeah.
These doors so that they can...
So the missiles can blow up the island.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I feel like they could have blown up the island even if the doors were closed.
Probably. Well, they said like if the doors are closed, the missiles will bounce off or something. How does that work?
Yeah. There's no doors that make missiles bounce. It's like a big trampoline on the top of just a huge trampoline and the missiles hit it and it bounce off.
Yeah, I feel like it might not have got rid of the poison or whatever it was. Maybe that's why they had to open it.
Fair enough.
But yeah, he opens it. So for some reason, they leave him by himself on this island.
Yeah, yep.
So he opens it. And then
someone closes it again. Who closes it? I don't know.
Yeah, it just starts closing again. Maybe Rami Malek
closes. How did he close it and get all the way down that quickly? Because he closes it and then James Bond starts running and then next minute Rami Malek shoots him.
Yeah.
How did he get there so quickly?
I don't know.
Yeah. So someone else closed it. I just don't know who.
Someone, yeah.
Yeah.
Madeleine Swann. It's a plot twist.
Well, she's off the island, yeah.
His daughter.
Yeah. His own daughter.
She's like, what does this do?
Oh, yeah, he has a daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, do we say that?
Well, first she says that it's not his.
Yeah, for some reason she lies to him, but then later she's like, she has your eyes. Like, yeah, we fucking knew. Why the fuck she lied to him in the first place?
Yeah.
He opens the doors. Well, Rami Malek puts the nanobots on his face.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if he touches Madeline and his daughter, they'll die.
They'll die.
Yeah. So I feel like he probably could have.
Isn't he poisoned as well? Isn't he like dying?
No, anyway? Because he's got like shot.
Does she say that you're poisoned? Oh, she means he's poisoned.
He can't touch them. Yeah. So like he probably could have got off the island if he wanted to, but he's just like, nah, Siebes.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably could have.
He probably could have. If he wasn't poisoned, he probably would have found a way.
But then he just goes on top of this building and
watches the missile hit him.
Yeah, just dies.
To be honest, I thought it was a pretty good ending. I thought it was all right.
Yeah, it was all right.
That stairway fight is pretty cool, the one-shot stairway fight.
Yeah, the part where he uses his watch.
He uses his watch, but he's also like going up the stairs. He's taking out all these guys.
He has a funny line there.
He's like, oh, I showed this guy
your watch.
Watch, it blew his mind. Yeah. There's a guy with an eyeball.
Bionic eye.
And it blows up his eye.
So that guy was working for Blofeld.
And then he was working for
this guy.
Rami Malek. Yeah. Also, it doesn't make sense. No. And like normally those iconic henchmen, this guy was not one. Never talks.
Yeah, he's got a bionic eye. Say a single thing.
Yeah. No, he says some stuff. Remember, he's talking to Madeleine Swann.
Oh, yeah.
He's telling her to drink tea or some shit.
And isn't she like, this tea makes you go blind or something?
How does she know? And then if she knows it's going to make her go blind, she's not willingly going to drink it just because the guy's asking her to.
And then she puts it on his face. Why doesn't he go blind?
He did go blind because he could clearly see later. So maybe she doesn't know. Yeah. This movie makes no sense. Yeah. But
I'm very confused.
Yeah.
I'm even more confused now.
I'm pretty sure Rami Malek's in love with her.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it could be anything. I don't know.
Because at one point, they're sitting in this room, like Rami Malek's like Japanese style sitting on the ground with the daughter.
Yeah.
And then James Bond walks in and then he's like, you can take your daughter now. And leave everything here, but Madeline stays.
I don't. Well, I just thought he's crazy. That's what I say. I don't know.
Like, what other reason would he have? but saying that, even if he loves Madeline, let's just say that makes sense, and he loves Madeline, it still doesn't make sense why he wants to kill everyone after he kills Spectre.
I still don't know why. Yeah, no. I still don't know why. I'm looking at the plot details for this. I'm trying to find out if they tell you anything about this. So he's living in Jamaica. That's where Bond was when he retires.
Sure.
Yeah.
You got to skip a bit lower than that, I think. So
he goes to Cuba. They infiltrate Spectre. Blofeld uses his disembodied bionic eye to lead a meeting. Bond captures the scientist and Moneypenny and Q arrange a meeting with Bond and Blofeld in prison. When does Safin, that's the guy's name, when does Safin, Marat Safin, when does he turn up?
Who's Safin?
Safin's...
Oh, Rami Malek.
Yeah.
For the first time, when does he turn up?
Yeah. You see him at the start, but that, yeah. Doesn't he come and talk to Madeline?
It's before the Blofeld meeting.
Yeah, they completely skip over that in this plot.
Yeah. because it has to be before the Blofeld meeting because he gives her the perfume to kill Blofeld. I'm telling you, it doesn't make sense.
So Safin captures Madeline and Matilde. Matilde. That's her name. Matilde.
Matilda?
It's M-A-T-H-I-L-D-E.
Fair enough.
Q enables Bond and Noomi to infiltrate Safin's headquarters. Okay. Safin used to kill, mass producing the technology so Safin can use it to kill millions of people. Bond kills many of Safin's men while Noomi kills Obrashev by pushing him into the nanobot vat. Escapes captivity. Madeline escapes captivity while Safin releases Matilde. Because he just lets go of his daughter as well.
Oh, yeah. Why does he do that?
Yeah, he's just like, she just bites his finger or something. He's like, yeah, just go.
Why would you do that? There's no reason. Oh, okay, yeah. This movie. The more you think about it, the worse it gets.
It actually doesn't say. Like, I don't know why he takes her. And then I also don't know why he wants to kill the world.
I think it's one of those ones where he just wants to do it because he wants to do it.
Yeah. I don't want to keep talking about this because I'm getting more and more confused. So at the end of the movie, they do say that James Bond will return. We didn't stay for it, but at the end of the credits, it says James Bond
will return. Oh, does it say that? Okay. Yeah. Well, I was over it by a long shot at that point.
Yeah, well, of course he's going to return, but it's not going to be...
Well, Daniel Craig's dead, so
yeah,
not in real life. Just in this movie, yeah.
So we'll see who they get next to be James Bond,
And hopefully they do better movies than this movie.
Hopefully. So if you had to rank the Daniel Craig James Bonds,
this is at the bottom for me with Quantum of Solace.
Okay,
yeah.
For me, I think Casino Royale is the best one, and then probably Skyfall.
Mm.
And then the rest of them.
Yep. To be honest, Casino Royale and Skyfall are the only good ones.
Yeah.
The rest of them aren't good. And if he stopped after Spectre, then he would have had an even record because he would have had two good and two bad. But now he did the extra one and now he's put an extra one in the bad column. So he's dropped below. He's had a fail mark now. He had a pass mark before, but now he's failed. Yeah.
So in a 2015 interview, Daniel Craig said that when he was asked if he'd make another James Bond movie after Spectre, he said, I'd rather break this glass and slash my wrist.
Mm.
No, not at the moment. Not at all. That's fine. I'm over it at the moment. We're done. All I want to do now is move on.
Should have moved on.
looks like he really wasn't keen to do this movie, but he did it anyway. Other bits of trivia. So there's like a whole lot of trivia, but I'll see if there's anything that's worth talking about. Ana de Armas was picked because of her role in Knives Out, because Daniel Craig worked with her in that, so that's how she got this role.
It's a cool scene, but she really doesn't need to be in this movie.
Yeah.
And, like, she plays no part in the greater plot.
Not really.
No. Yeah.
The movie curiously shares three major story elements with the earlier James Bond parody movie Casino Royale, 1967 Casino Royale. First, James Bond is retired at the beginning, as was David Niven's James Bond. Second, James Bond has a daughter, with their names being slightly similar, being Marta and Matilde, respectively. And third, in both movies, James Bond dies at the end. Oh, does he die at the end of Casino Royale?
I didn't know that was a parody movie.
I thought that was a parody movie.
Yeah. They kill him off at the end. Jeez.
this is not actually the first James Bond movie for the James Bond character to die at the end, because this is what happened in the unofficial James Bond spoof movie Casino Royale. So, yeah. He doesn't die in the other ones, though. So, like, Sean Connery and... Well, technically, he's meant to be the same character, isn't he?
It's a theory. I don't think it's ever been confirmed or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now
he's... This Daniel Craig one's never been the same character, though. Because at the start of Casino Royale, it goes through his... From the start.
Yeah.
So it can't be the same character.
So I wonder what they'll do next. Like, will they do a less grounded James Bond?
Thought that with Batman, and they keep going more and more grounded. So I think they'll go more heavily grounded with the James Bond.
Or would they continue this continuity and have, like, that other 007 become the new 007?
Could be. She was okay. She wasn't, like, amazing. I probably would have gone out to watch a movie if she's the main James Bond.
Well, yeah, it might be okay, but yeah, I don't know.
Like, nothing in this movie made me be like, oh, yeah, she's great. Like, her charisma is amazing or anything like that. Yeah. She was all right. Yeah.
She wasn't really in it that much either.
Yeah. Ana de Armas was probably more interesting than she was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would they continue with the other characters? So, like, the M from the Pierce Brosnan ones, Judi Dench, she came into the Daniel Craig ones as well. So would they do that with...
Potentially, with like Q&M. Yeah, maybe.
Q&M and Moneypenny. But overall, not that great.
No.
I actually thought this would be...
you're talking about, the more it seems like you're not liking it. But I thought about this movie a lot after I watched it, tried to piece it together. And I couldn't. So that's why I don't like it.
I thought this movie was going to be good, because from everything I heard, it was meant to be pretty good. Maybe, I don't know, like maybe I was just too tired or something, but yeah, I just didn't really get on board with it.
No, I don't think it was because you're too tired. I think it's just not good. Yeah. It's too long and doesn't make sense. The characters are all right, but, and the action scenes are all right, but there's lots of talking in between that's not great.
All right then. Well, if we don't have anything more on this, I guess we can wrap it up. So if people want to get in touch with us about their thoughts on James Bond, or what your favorite James Bond movie is, how do they go about it?
So we're contactable at email on cognitive recalibration podcast@gmail.com, or on all other platforms. You can just search us up. Doing this review seemed to make you tired.
I'm exhausted. I'm still exhausted from yesterday.
This movie's killed you.
Just watching this movie. Yeah, so if you want to support the podcast, you can do so by giving us a review on iTunes, because that makes us more discoverable on the Apple search engine. If you listen to us on any of the other streaming services like Spotify, I think it's more just the downloads that count. So just listen to our episodes all the way through so that we get the download, and that makes us more discoverable. Okay, so next week we're going to be talking about Last Night in Soho. We'll have to see when we can watch it, because you're going away tomorrow, but we'll figure something out. And
Maybe we review it a bit later. Like, slightly, it might come out a bit late, yeah.
Slightly later. And we can also review Red Notice along with that one.
Yeah. Yep.
Have you seen it yet?
Nah, I haven't. No. I was actually watching The Harder They Fall on Netflix yesterday. That's the Idris Elba and Jonathan Majors movie.
Oh, okay. I actually haven't heard of it.
Yeah, it's much better than No Time to Die. I've only watched half of it. It's quite interesting. It's a Western, and
okay,
yeah, it's worth the watch.
Okay,
from only seeing half of it. I wish I watched that over No Time to Die yesterday.
We can talk about it next episode then. Yeah. In terms of like James Bond titles,
yeah, No Time to Die is pretty good.
Most James Bond titles have something to do with time. Or gold.
Yeah, yeah. No Time to Die is one of the better ones, I think.
Were they hinting at, like...
He was going to die?
Yeah.
Maybe.
It should have been A Good Time to Die.
Yeah, that would have made more sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Because it was. It was a great time to die for him.
Anyway. Because there's not, like, a point in the movie where he could have died but he didn't die because it was No Time to Die and then he died later. So there's only one point in the movie where he could have died, and it was the time to die.
Yeah.
So realistically, No Time to Die doesn't make sense because it was the time to die.
Well, he says something like, you got all the time in the world or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not about dying.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, well, I guess it was good to see Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah. Good to see him one last time. And yeah. I'll be honest, the last 20 minutes were a good send off for him. It was pretty decent.
He's not that old. Like, now he is old.
Yeah.
But he wasn't always that old, right?
What do you mean?
Like, Skyfall was 9 years ago, and in that movie, he was meant to be old.
Yeah.
So
he just keeps getting older and older. Yeah. I don't know. What's old for, a super spy?
So he's 53 in real life.
Yeah.
So
I was talking to our dad about this morning, and dad thought Daniel Craig was 70 years old. No joke.
He's not that old, but
yeah.
And he doesn't even look that old. Like, he looks all right for his age. Like,
dad always thought that he looked really old.
Yeah, even in Casino Royale.
Dad always thought he looked old, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure Pierce Brosnan was either same age or maybe even older.
But he's not 70 years old.
He's not 70. Yeah.
70 is old.
70 is I'm pretty sure Sean Connery was pretty old, though, when he was doing some of the movies. Same with Roger Moore. Roger Moore was really old.
They were old, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they should get someone like actually young.
Yeah.
Like
Tom Holland.
Maybe that's he's British.
Yeah.
Like, you could do it.
Idris Elba would have been great, but I think Idris is too old now.
He's too old.
Yeah. But he, in this movie that I was watching yesterday, is great. He would have been so good in this. Yeah.
John Boyega.
I don't know if he's got that style of James Bond. He's not classy, is he? He's more like ghetto.
Yeah. Well, he could be. Taron Egerton.
He's already doing James Bond in Kingsman. Like, does he need to do it again?
Yeah. It would be good to get someone like actually young. Like, do a complete origin story. But
yeah. If they did this with Idris like 10 years ago, it would have been great.
But James Bond is a bit of he's a bit of a psychopath, really. So he's not like a normal person.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does a lot of killing, doesn't he?
And he's got no remorse for it. So yeah. You know, I can wait for the next James Bond.
No, I'm not in a hurry at all. Yeah. You know, take your time. Maybe the new James Bond isn't even born yet. I'll be happy with that. Like, if they do it in like 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about a Harry Styles?
He could actually do it, potentially.
He's British, isn't he?
British, yeah. Yeah. Or maybe they just cast someone that's like we don't know who he is.
Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill would be a great James Bond. Yeah. Henry Cavill would be a super James Bond.
Yeah. They could do someone, because James Bond's, well, Daniel Craig's he's a small man. I don't, maybe he's not that small, right?
He's like small and stocky.
Yeah.
He's like
I'm pretty sure he's shorter than me. So he's like a small man. And Pierce Brosnan was tall, but he wasn't
skinny, yeah.
He wasn't like ripped.
Yeah.
None of them have been ripped, actually. So
Daniel Craig's ripped.
Oh, he's ripped, but he's small.
Yeah.
Like he's short.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill would be like
short. Sean Connery was 60s ripped.
I guess so.
Yeah. That's like in the 60s, if you're like, oh, are you ripped? That's how you looked. Yeah.
Henry Cavill would be like a proper. Have you seen Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
Yeah. He's good in that. But he's also like old and already does lots of franchises.
I thought he was old, but he's not actually that old.
He's like mid to late 30s, isn't he?
It's like 35.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how old Daniel Craig was when he started. So
our dad will think that Henry Cavill's 70 as well.
Yeah, in like 10 years' time, Henry Cavill will be 70.
Henry Cavill's 38. Might be past the age then.
Mm. They should just do someone like that we don't know. That's good.
Yeah, someone.
Do the best for the role, you know?
Yeah. They did say that it won't be a female James Bond.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But they didn't rule out that it would be a black one, did they?
No.
Yeah. But everyone's been calling for that.
For a while, yeah.
Yeah. I just think, do whoever's going to be good. Idris Elba would have been great.
He would have been.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we'll probably end it there. So, next week, another British movie, Last Night in Soho.
Yes, with lots of British people.
Yes. And then we got Venom, Let There Be Carnage, the week after that.
Excellent. Looking forward to it.
All right, cool. So, hope you enjoyed this episode. As we talked about it more, I ended up being more negative.
I might have convinced you that it was a bad movie, which it is.
Anyway.
I don't think you thought about this movie as much as I did over the last night and morning, so you did come to the same conclusions I did.
Yeah, frankly, I was just last night I was tired, so I didn't think about it. And this morning I didn't really want to think about it until we started recording. So, yeah, cool. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. Hope you're all staying safe. And we'll see you in a brand new episode next week.
See ya.
See ya.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.